To figure out the message of a parable, it's important to pay attention to the illogical. So what's illogical in this first parable? An enemy comes during the night to sow weeds. Imagine how difficult that would be, to sow weeds in the dark over large plantations. And we know it must be large because the man has servants that are asking what to do about this, these weeds growing up with the wheat. So that odd element would call attention of the people who are listening. They'd be listening, thinking Jesus is not talking about a common experience here, because he's talking about the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of heaven is not perfect on this earth. The kingdom of heaven, which is the church, is mixed here on earth with saints and sinners and will not be perfected until the end. The kingdom, Jesus says also, is like a mustard tree, which really isn't a tree. It's really a big bush. And that would be an unusual comparison, because a mustard bush is messy and ugly and invasive, and nobody would plant such a thing. The prophets of the Old Testament compared the kingdom of heaven to like a cedar of Lebanon, a beautiful, majestic tree. So our Lord gets his listeners' attention when he says that the kingdom is like a weed that starts out small and is invasive, this mustard weed. And his kingdom does start out small. It starts with 12 bumpkins from Galilee, and it spreads all over the world. And today there are over a billion Catholics, not to mention all the generations of Catholics that have come and passed on to eternal life. And he gives us another parable. The leaven. The woman introduces leaven into 3 measures of flour. Now, leaven, yeast, was regarded as unclean. Remember, the Passover bread for the great feast of the Passover had to be unleavened, no yeast. Our Lord himself warned the disciples to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. That is the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. He compared it to leaven. St. Paul also wrote that we have to cleanse out the old leaven. It means get rid of bad habits, sins, vice. Yeast is a bacterium, a microorganism that is introduced into the dough. And these microorganisms eat the sugar in the dough. And as they digest it, these microorganisms emit carbon dioxide, causing tiny bubbles throughout the dough, causing the dough to expand and rise. And so when Jesus says that the kingdom is like leaven, his listeners are surprised that he would compare it to something so unclean. Another surprise in this same parable is that the woman mixes it into 3 measures of flour, which would, they say, the scripture scholars say, would be about 50 pounds of flour. How large a loaf would that be? That's an unusual thing to make people pay attention. Well, just as a little transforms into something great and mysterious, it's mysterious how this happens. So these few followers that Jesus has in Galilee grows into something great, over a billion Catholics. The Catechism of the Catholic Church refers to these parables in number 827. It says, Christ, holy, innocent, and undefiled, knew nothing of sin, but came only to expiate the sins of the people. The Church, however, clasping sinners to her bosom, the Church is at once holy and always needs perfection. The Church follows constantly the path of penance and renewal. All members of the Church, including her ministers, must acknowledge that they are sinners. In everyone, the weeds of sin will still be mixed with the good wheat of the gospel until the end of time. Hence, the church gathers sinners already caught up in Christ's salvation, but still on the way to holiness. So the common element between the first reading, the psalm, and the gospel are that he is patient with us. He is patient so that we can convert, we can repent. So if our Father is patient, we must be patient. There's so much happening out there and not happening. It's easy to get angry. But let's imitate our Father. He is kind and forgiving, slow to anger, abounding in kindness.